Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need Thundercats.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers, they're in first place in the NFC West. Every team in the division lost last week except them. So they benefited from a Cardinal meltdown and a Seahawks loss. And they're sitting pretty at 4-1 right now.
What a game, Seattle and Tampa Bay. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I watched more of the Cardinals game than Seattle.
Speaking of which, what is going on with these guys and the ball, Steiny, by the goal line? Like, that was a touchdown.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot. Not a lot, but we see that three times a year.
How do you correct it? It cost them. They might not recover.
Do you really think, like, how do you correct it? Take another step before you drop the ball.
What are you thinking about? I mean, he was moving, too. Anyway, just a horrible way to lose.
Well, did you see the coach apologize?
Yeah, Evan showed, you can do all that, but you're going to be a little lighter in the wallet. What if that was a hothead? You know, that could have spilled into the light. You don't keep your hands to yourself.
I mean, Evan and I have a little disagreement on that.
Oh, I missed it. How are you?
Look, if you're saying you just can't put a hand on a guy, then obviously
in the heat of the moment.
I'm not saying the guy was in the right. Oh. The coach was in the wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I mean,
he could have got a knuckle sandwich.
Can't get mad at a guy for being a bonehead.
No, you can, but don't touch me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We've seen things happen, and I'm going to call an organization out in the NBA before we get out of here. Don't let me forget.
Go ahead now.
So you and I are in the same studio, and, you know, Warrior fans have been having a dream of Giannis for years. And we look up, and, you know, there's a new word out in the streets that young kids are using. They call it cap, Steiny. That's when somebody's kind of telling a fib or saying something that they know is not true. And it says that the Bucks explored moving Giannis to the Knicks in August. I'm calling cap.
I know you are.
Miss me with that report. So you're going to send him to the East, huh? I would just start there. You're just going to send him to the East? Miss me. I'm calling cap. But I do think, could he have been had? Like if they called, though, Steiny.
Well, you're...
Yeah, my God. With 2 years left on the deal, you would have moved the Greek freak?
Well, I think what you're really upset about is, and I get it, Warrior fans, because you think you can get everybody. But what you're really upset about is that the Knicks were the only team that Giannis would have gone to in a trade.
Now, didn't look at that part.
Yeah, it figures because most people are still under this pipe dream that every superstar wants to play for the Warriors.
I hadn't looked at that or thought about it 1 second. You think the Knicks were, Steiny, stop. Stop. He would have came to the Bay.
Yeah.
Pier 39, baby, on that last Saturday, Steiny. Oh, man.
Let's go to Flea. Flea's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's going on, Flea? How you doing?
Yeah, cool. All right.
Flea.
That's what we used to call AC Transit back in the day, Steiny, the Flea. That's how we used to get to school in the U.
And that's what life's about.
This is Jason LaConfora is our Odyssey NFL insider. And he must have been on with one of the other shows. Willard and Dibs yesterday, and he was asked about what's going on with the quarterback position.
I mean, crazier things have happened, right? Brock Purdy wasn't supposed to get this job in the first place. They moved heaven and earth to get Trey Lance. I'm old enough to remember that. I mean, look, could it play out that way? I guess. I just think you'd have a hell of a time moving that Purdy contract. Like, if Mac Jones were to beat him out, I don't know that they can financially let that happen. Like, with where that roster is and the long-term needs, like we're talking about maybe needing a new left tackle, like there's going to be a lot of things. They need pass rushers, probably plural. Like, can you really count on Bosa anymore? Like, are they going to be able to also try to move a crazy contract? I don't think it comes to that. I don't think Brock Purdy gets Wally pipped here, but I do think Mac Jones will continue to look highly functional in this offense.
Jason Lockenfour, he's our NFL Odyssey insider.
Yeah, and I guess that's what all this is about, right? And I know Purdy's new money doesn't kick into next year, but I mean, the Niners got needs and they got a bunch of them, right? And he mentioned pass rushers with a S, but we're not there yet, Stoney. I'll go. We're not there yet.
888-957-9570 is the number. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is full-on controversy, and a 0 would be no controversy or no issue at all. Where would you put the 49ers quarterback situation right now?
Now, I'm going to go 6. I'm going to go Dr. J. Now, Stoney, you know, a lot of the callers, a lot of the texters, a lot of the stuff I'm seeing on TV, and you look at the yardage that Mac Jones, in regard to the passing yards, you would have thought he was Dan Marino. But Stoney, his average pass was 7 yards. So there were a lot of dink and dunks, and long as you move the chains, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, but and I keep going to the 6 points in the second half. But he's undefeated. I get that. But do you think a lot of people are putting too much on just the individual performance of Mac Jones? And that's why that – because if you break it down to this, you know, you break it down, Stoney, he's not just Y.A. Tittle out there.
There's a texter who's responded to you on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Let me bring it up. Read it to him.
415 says, the Cardinals scored 0 in the second half of their game against the Titans. Eagles and Dolphins scored 7 in the second half and lost the game. Just be thankful the Niners won. Our defense will hold up even if we scored only 6 in the second half. Right.
I'll say this to that. The Cardinals did not score 0. They scored 7.
Okay.
But they didn't get credit for
it. What do you mean?
Dude dropped the ball before the end zone.
Oh, you're actually wrong.
I'm just telling you, they scored. Just didn't get credit for it. Nothing to see here, Stoney. I get it, man.
Yes, there is.
Tell me what it is. You're a writer.
Right now,
you got a few words to just, what's going on here?
The backup's playing better than the starter. It's really that simple. And it's probably because the starter's hurt. So you got a starter hurt. Mm-hmm. Play the backup.
All right.
Guys, talking hoop. Did you see Wemby's block yet? No, I don't. Come on.
I watched the Warriors Sunday, though.
How'd you like that game?
I gotta say something.
Let me guess, y'all. They're gonna be great.
They're
gonna win 75.
No, this is. I gotta say this. Al Horford's been around two alpha males that are offensively skilled, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And when both of those dudes were in their dark night mode, I'm going, Batman, Al never got in the way. He knew how to be a part of it. I know you're going to call me crazy and throw something at me. It was preseason, but I said, oh, when Curry's having a Curry flurry, this dude's seen it before. And he just made these subtle passes, just give and go, just little tiny mature things. I was like, oh, this is going to bode well when he's on the floor with the chef. But don't laugh at me. He didn't start.
No, he's going small, like Draymond at center. I'm sure you like that.
I was looking forward to it's not like a cartoon character. I was looking forward to the new starting lineup, but they ran out the old model. It's because he just got here.
Probably. Yeah. I think Horford will end up starting.
But I told Evan Saturday, Stoney, he put me down for 52 wins.
For who?
Golden State.
I'll take the under.
All right, it's done.
We got a bet?
Put it in.
Okay.
52
Evan,
and 30.
Can you make a note of this?
52 and 30.
Okay, 52.
And 30.
Vegas has them at 47 and a half.
I don't care about Vegas.
Huh? How about Good gets the over, you get the under?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, but now they don't have to just win 52 games. They could win 48 games and you win.
My. Hey, there.
No, we're not doing that. He wants to give me 4.5 more than Vegas.
Well, you want the under anyways, so
and
just give him the 4.5.
Did it. Thank you, Evan.
No,
what's the Vegas win total?
Yeah,
48, I win.
It's 47 and a half.
All right, 48.
Would you bet the under or the over?
We're not doing that.
Would you bet the under or the over, Steiny?
I told you yesterday it's a tricky number, 47 and a half.
But what was your answer?
I'd probably be under.
All right, so I'll take the over.
Yeah.
No. You ought to be ashamed.
Now, Evan,
you ought to be ashamed.
Me and my boy.
Why? Because he did it again with his mouth get ahead of his thoughts.
Getting excited. Evan was like,
now, 52. No. You said 52.
He helped his OG out. 48.
Okay, see, I'm not betting you then.
I can't wait for Willard.
Why? Because you think they're going to hit?
No,
are you scared?
I made a bet when he said 52. Then, of course, you know, after a split second of thinking about it, he realizes he's gone way too high.
No, Evan helped me realize that. Come on.
No bet.
Dude, you're dirty.
There's no bet.
Speaking of, real quick, so now you got to veer off here. I talked to Willard last night on the text. He's winless in our fantasy league. he told me. But boy, I said, man, who would have thought? Your thoughts of Willard being 0-5. We all love you, but 0-5. It's time somebody got to help the Jets. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to Jason LaConfora.
Thank you, Evan.
Odyssey NFL football insider. This is about Kyle Shanahan's ability to find quarterbacks that function.
I think that's why some people are surprised that this played out the way it did and that they made this sort of bet with Purdy, because that's sort of always been their thinking, you know? And to see these guys like Baker and Darnold, you know, even like Geno for a while, like have this late prime renaissance that gets them real money contracts, but not $60 million a year, that sort of upper mid-tier, right? Like Cousins. That's why so many people thought, hey, they might just mess around, wait for Cousins to get cut or trade for Cousins, especially now that he's on the cheap, and move off a Purdy there. A lot of personnel guys thought, hey, if they do that, that's going to give them more flexibility to keep another blue chip player or two. Obviously, I think they had some scars from the Lance thing and some scars from the Jimmy G thing. And so, look, if this is our guy, this is our guy. And we're going to pay what we have to pay and do what we have to do. But it doesn't mean that they won't regret that down the road.
All right. That's Jason LaConfora. Hey, do you get paid for that, Evan? Do you get paid for that?
Sorry, what?
Do you get paid for that?
Do I get paid for what?
For babysitting Goo? Do you get paid for that? Like most babysitters get paid like $9, $10 an hour?
You should be ashamed, though, dude.
I get paid for babysitting both of you.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
Because he doesn't change my diapers. He changes yours. And Locomotive on the YouTube chat. Guru, stay paying Sonny's daughter's tuition. Dude, maybe one or two over. Stop. But the fact that you won't make it tells us about your character. It's over 47 and a half. You said you liked the under. So let's make the bet.
You put 52 out there.
Okay.
How many times must you let your words get ahead of your thoughts?
No, my heart got it. Okay. But there was an error.
I'm not making a bet on 47 and a half.
That's all. Wow.
Right. Because I told Evan I didn't like that number. I said it's a tricky number. I'm not doing 47 and a half.
You scared?
But you were about to hustle me.
You're about to hustle yourself.
Yeah, and Evan helped me. Evan prevented that.
Exactly. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. Where's the rest of it? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Warriors are not going to go 54-28. That I don't believe, according to the 707.
I mean, and we discussed it Saturday, if you're guaranteed, and I know it didn't work this way, But if you're telling me it's just about basketball and you're giving me health, I think this team's going to be a problem, man. I like it.
Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good. It is afternoon.
Yeah,
good afternoon,
Pete.
Gents.
Hey, what's up, Pete?
About this bet. I got to talk about this bet. I know everybody else wants to talk about football over and over, but I got to talk about this bet.
Go ahead, Pete.
Tiny, go for what you know. Under 52. Guru, you must have some awfully short skis to be so far out over them. You guys have a great afternoon.
Wow.
Oh,
Pete.
My,
see
Pete.
Y'all next time.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete was saying,
appreciate
he don't see 52.
Pete.
Dude, all right.
Wow.
Now my chest is... I got the best compliment in the world about an hour and a half ago. It was about 10:19.
Yeah.
But anyways, Donnie, I'm down on you right now.
Why?
Because I want to do 47 and
well,
a half.
Too bad.
Yeah, all right.
Too bad. You know, maybe this will get you, straighten you out a little bit.
Well, I won our Warrior bet the last 2 years.
Why don't you read the No, you haven't, but go ahead. I don't
care. Okay, what about the road? Okay,
just,
real quick.
I don't want to do
what
this.
What about the Warriors road wins? 2 years ago, I didn't win that. You bought me a pop. So quit lying.
Right, you
two
lost.
2 years ago, I said the Warriors were going to win a certain amount of games, and they won it, and I cashed out. Quit living in this fake facade world like you're winning all these
you
bets.
You went 1-1.
That's 500.
Year. Right. That's all good right. For you.
Why do you think I yelled right there?
Because.
No, because you act like you were undefeated.
We're coming to an end. Now, it's 40, that simple.
Well, that's different.
I mean, anybody
47
can,
and a half.
Anybody can see it. Let's go back to Jason LaConfora.
Man.
Baldy talking about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and where they go from here.
I honestly thought that the 49ers were going to draft him when they drafted Trey Lance. I thought they were taking Mac Jones. I thought he was the perfect fit. I don't know how many years ago that, 4 or 5 years ago. I remember talking to him after his rookie year at the Super Bowl in L.A., and I was like, when I see you on the sideline, Mac, do you actually meditate? I see you close your eyes. Everybody else is looking at video, and coaches are talking to him, and quarterbacks are talking to the receivers, except you go to the sideline, and you, clearly close your eyes. What do you do? And it's a meditative thing. He clears his head. He took this shot from Byron Young in the third quarter. I mean, it's a rib shot. I know all parts of his body is hurting today. He took a shot to the ribs. Most guys aren't surviving that shot. They're just not able to move. And he barely was, but he's still quarterback sneaking. He's still making these throws. Just a gutty, gutty performance. But they needed every bit of it in order to win that game.
That was Brian Baldinger on with the Morning Roast today, talking about Mac Jones' performance. And that's the other thing Evan and I were talking about a little bit yesterday, Goo, is that it's not just that Mac Jones quarterbacked him to a win. It's how he quarterbacked him to a win. It was an inspirational performance. He was hurt. He was limping all over the field. And his teammates clearly responded to it, and it resonated with him.
And my question to you, and I asked you an hour ago, Stoney, is this going to be the norm if he's not on the injury report? How did we watch that movie and him dealing with my neck, my back, my knee, my arm, my elbow, and now you're telling me, partner, he's not on the injury report? Well, damn. And maybe this will just be how it is when he's under center.
I mean,
I thought his season was over at certain junctures of that game.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking I might have taken him out of that game against the Rams because I felt like he was on the verge of getting hurt for the rest of that game and maybe even after that. Christian McCaffrey, we haven't talked much about the rest of the team other than Brock Purdy. And Christian McCaffrey on Thursday, another big receiving day, not a ton of rushing yards. They haven't run the ball well. And I don't know how 49er fans feel about that. Do you look at it as this is a problem running the football and we got to figure this out? Or do you look at it as though we're going to figure it out and the fact that we're 4-1 without being able to run the football is a really good sign? How do you 49er fans and how do you look at that, Guru?
Well, it's twofold. And I'm being real, Stoney. You're 4-1, but you could be 1-4. Okay. You're not. And over the weekend, I watched the Chargers and Commander game. And I'm being real. I got Debo on my fantasy team. And, Stoney, the Niners aren't reaching out to me to help them with their run game. But the only antidote I have left for this Niner run game before I really can tell you this is going to be who they are on the ground the rest of the season is when George Kittle comes back. And he's not an old lineman, shocker. But, man, he's important as hell to the run game. But outside of him coming back, this is who you are. But with all that, Stoney, I'm wondering, and I wanted to run this guy out of town, do you think the fact that Debo is not here has affected the running game and how defenses try to stop the Niners run without all that window dressing that Debo was? Forget if the play was effective or ineffective. You had to account for Debo Samuel, and I'm wondering how much of that not, you know, coming into play on opposing defensive minds has had them help the defense ability to stop the Niner run game. And I hadn't heard that.
I think it's a lot of different things. I think there's no Debo. I think, like, there's always a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect because Trent Williams isn't playing like Trent Williams. There's a ripple effect because George Kittle's not playing. There's a ripple effect probably without Ayuk because he's a good blocker for a receiver. So I think it all plays into the reason why McCaffrey's catching the ball more effectively than he's running the ball. And I got to believe that has something to do with the fact that they're so depleted at wide receiver and McCaffrey's their best player / best athlete. And he can fill in catching the ball a little bit more.
And, you know, I think just how lucky the Niners are on that front. Cause I know they're not, McCaffrey's not eating on the ground, but Stoney, what if he were, I'm thinking of an old, Earl, some big back, Derrick Henry, that couldn't catch the ball out of the backfield, then think where the Niners' offense is as a whole. So I say all that to say it is a damn blessing that he has the hands and the skill set to be this productive in the passing game, being the teams are having success shutting down the run game. Just think about if he didn't have that in his repertoire.
Well, then they'd go to the Super Bowl like they did with Raheem Mostert, who didn't catch the ball out of the backfield. Like, that's the one thing where I got to give Kyle Shanahan a ton of credit is he's gotten to the Super Bowl with McCaffrey, and he got to the Super Bowl with a running back who's not great at catching the ball out of the backfield. And when McCaffrey got here, it just seemed to open up a lot more different options for Kyle Shanahan, obviously. So 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the quarterback situation, which has kind of taken on a life of its own here in San Francisco. Mac Jones is 3-0 as a starter. Brock Purdy is 1-1 as a starter, but Brock Purdy's hurt. He's got a turf toe right now, and it looks like Mac Jones is going to start on Sunday against the Buccaneers. But the question we're asking San Francisco 49er fans is, what's the strategy to proceed moving forward with these two quarterbacks? How long do you wait until you put Brock Purdy back in the game? The three of us, the long and short of it, Evan Giddings says I'd play Mac Jones until he loses a game. Guru thinks it might be a good idea to shut Brock Purdy down for 3 or 4 weeks. Me, I'm looking at Mac Jones starting Sunday against the Buccaneers, and then if Purdy's healthy, I think he's going to start against Atlanta. But regardless of how it shakes out in the next week or two, it's not going to go away. Kyle Shanahan's going to have to figure out when he's going back to Brock Purdy, and then he's going to have to observe Brock Purdy, and then he's going to have to observe Brock Purdy at practice the following week to see if he can then go consecutive weeks, which, as we know, Lorenzo Neal, one of our Odyssey insiders, former fullback, said could be an issue all year. Yeah. So we're just batting around some ideas with 49er fans about how you get this thing figured out, and do you have is there even a hard, fast strategy you could have right now, or does it just have to be flexible? And that's another part of it. I think this thing's a week-to-week thing. 888-957-9570. 9570 is the number. All right, we got Ted Wynn coming up at 1 o'clock. That's in 50 minutes. He's a senior writer for The Athletic, and he covers the NFL. And then in the 1:30 hour, we're going to have Seth Curry, the newest Golden State Warrior, obviously Steph's brother. Seth Curry is joining us today in the 1:30 hour. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation and get this quarterback situation figured out. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Guru, back in the hot seat. By the way, how was Pier 39 on Saturday?
I mean, it was dynamic. The people showed out. We had a great time. Zaza, Bonte, Fetsis, Kalena, Tim Roy, Evan, his parents. And just Alnetta showed up, San Jose Jazz fan. We had a great time, man. Took pictures.
Nice.
I didn't want to live. Nahegan was there, his wife. Nice. Had a good time.
Sounds like Evan, did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. A lot of cool people. A lot of people also just coming by in Warriors gear that some of them weren't even there for the show, but they stopped by and listened.
Nice. I asked Tim Roy this. I don't know why I'm patting myself on the back. I like to conversate, right, Stein? He said, we know Evan's trying to be somebody's Tim Roy, regardless baseball, football, basketball, whatnot. So I just asked him, Tim, not only how do you get ready for an upcoming season, but what advice would you give any young lady or man out there trying to be the next Tim Roy? You know what his answer was, Stein?
What?
He said, read. Be well-versed. And Evan reads.
He didn't say write?
No, he said read.
Tim, you should have said read and write.
Evan showed me a book he had this morning. You're supposed to say the title, Goo?
Okay, what book?
Well, Evan's supposed to
say the title. Let me guess, a sports book.
No, it's Vonnegut.
Oh, look at you. Big Kurt Vonnegut. Slaughterhouse 5.
Sound like salad dressing.
Okay, ooh, look at Evan. Elevated. Kurt Vonnegut. Woo.
You like him?
Yes, I do. You know, it's like, remember when I came in wearing those Converse that were really cool, and you said, those are cool. What are you doing wearing them? Like, you were surprised that I was wearing them.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, but...
That's because it didn't involve you.
I noticed you don't have your... I noticed you don't have your Birkenstocks on today.
They're not an everyday shoe.
Did you have them? Evan, he had them yesterday, I assume?
You'll never see him again.
He didn't have socks on.
You'll never see him
again.
You
didn't go full Spadoni on us.
No, because he wears flip-flops. These aren't flip-flops.
But I saw your toenails. They saw your toenails.
Guru, they're closed-toe shoes, Birkenstocks.
Okay, but you're... Okay.
They're closed.
All right.
You saw no fungus. All right.
Thank you.
You all saw right. No broken toenails. Let's take a call about Brock and Mac, and then I want to play a couple of pieces of sound from the NFL over the weekend that are interesting. Let's go to Dave in Oakland. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you fellas doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, so I do want to say, so when we signed McCorkle Jones, when you come to the Bay, you can't just get the name Mac. You have to earn it in the Bay Area. So now he has earned that. He could be called Mac Jones.
Wow.
Secondly, Jed York would never let Brock's contract sit on the bench. So I don't think there's any quarterback controversy. I do think Mac is earning a big payday. We do have the best backup in the league. And if we need him, we know he can win consecutive games, not just one. So it's a good thing. But again, he's earned the name Mac Jones. That's all I got, fellas.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
It's kind of where I'm at. The business part of it, Steiny, there's nothing to see here. But again, Brock, get healthy. Your job will be waiting for you. But, I mean, just imagine Mac Jones getting two or three more shots at it and going undefeated. What you looking at?
I was looking at the TV, and, you know, I'm about ready to turn the TVs off in here.
Tell me why.
Because they don't really serve any purpose. You know, I look up, and I see...
Tell me.
I see people I don't want to see with the headline that says, Luka Doncic hosts team-building event at Porsche Racing Facility. What are we doing? Seriously.
Well, who do you want to see?
That's not news. Well, not to mention his teammate is the biggest jackass for doing this Hennessy thing. Like, come on. I said it yesterday, and I usually don't hear me be this hoarse. I said, if this thing is some kind of promotion, he's officially a tool.
Oh, LeBron, you should have knew that.
He's officially a tool.
He turns 41 in December,
Steph,
man.
Steph would never do anything like that.
Well.
All right.
Put it all out.
That's all. I don't need a lot of time to let it out. All right, you want to play these two pieces of sound, E?
Which one you want first?
We'll do the one Guru likes. This is Mike McDaniel, coach of the Miami Dolphins, and
what's up, everybody?
Had a conversation after the game with Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins.
This is
and,
weird.
Then he was asked about it after the game.
He was really frustrated at the, he was as I was, and we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
Oh, Evan, just one more time for your boy, please.
He was really frustrated at the. We talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
That sounds like my old Cadillac trying to start in the morning, Stoddy. What is going on, Mike McDaniel? Put the hippie lettuce down, Stoddy. That is concerning.
Why?
Did you hear this stuff? What are you doing?
He had to be careful of his words because it's the owner that he was talking to in private. And
what
he got
were, Evan, besides, one more time, please?
He was really frustrated at the, he's as I was. And
please don't.
That puts me in a good, whoa. Yeah, man. He probably texts Kyle like, he got anything for me next season, but because this is my last in Miami.
All right. So, you know, Mike McDaniel stuttered a little bit and had trouble answering the questions. You made fun of him. You want to, I'll give you a chance. You want to make fun of anybody? How about Al Michaels?
Well, yeah, you ripped him. We ripped. Yeah, that was bad. That was awful.
All right, the other one I want to play for you is from John Gannon. He's the head coach of the Cardinals. I feel a little more in a gray area about this one. Amari DiMarcato was on his way into the end zone after running 72 yards, and he dropped the ball a split second before reaching the end zone, and it was ruled a touchback, and the Cardinals ended up losing that game. And as the two were on the, DiMarcato was on the sidelines, he was kind of being consoled by a couple players. And John Gannon went up, and it looked like he was chewing him out pretty good. And then, depending on your word choice, he either made contact with him, or was it really a punch?
I saw contact. Yeah,
it was contact. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, the next day, this is what John Gannon said to reporters in Arizona.
Some contact and stuff like that. I was just wondering what you thought of that video, what happened. Like, it was kind of grainy. We didn't really see it.
I didn't see the video, David, but I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be. And I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me. And it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
God, Steiny, I hadn't heard that. I give him an A+. And, I mean, hey, I was just looking at it from a be careful standpoint, man. You doing that to those dudes on the sideline after how embarrassed he's probably feeling, jobs on the line. So I get the coach being demonstrative and cussing him out. But, man, Steiny, when did this didn't happen in the Jerry Rice era. This didn't happen back when Walter Payton – and those guys were playing. Get the ball in the end zone, and it was the start of one of the biggest debacles I've ever seen in regard to up 2 touchdowns at home in the fourth. That play, which was a touchdown, seals the deal. And man, I gotta give Jonathan credit right there, Steiny. He stepped up. I mean, he said what was real, man. Respect.
Yeah, I mean,
And he didn't – well, he did make a mistake with the contact, but, I mean, you know how hard they work all week
to get
the ball.
So what happens to DeMarcado?
Nothing. But a talking to, but it looked like he already got the talking
to.
I think you said it.
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, what would you call getting dressed down in front of everybody, which happened in real time?
I don't think he got dressed down publicly. Because when I saw the video, he was surrounded by two players who seemed to be consoling him. And I didn't even know the coach was kind of in the middle of it until he, like, pops his head up.
But he kind of pushed him, too, though, Steiny, when I say contact.
He did. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think it was that big a deal. But if you can't put
– Yeah.
You know, I mean, if a coach can't get mad at that, I don't know what he can get mad at. I mean, it's just an awful play by that guy.
Yeah.
And it ended up costing him a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the other thing. It might cost him a game.
Could have cost him more than a game. Yeah.
More than a game. All right. 49ers and the Buccaneers are playing Sunday. Coming up in a half hour, we got Ted Wynn. He's a senior writer for The Athletic. He covers the NFL and the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk to him in a half hour. And get his thoughts on one thing. I'm interested to ask Ted is if he's noticed the game plan with Mac Jones and how much different it is, if at all, in his mind to Brock Purdy. Does it look like the game plan's the same? Does it look like it's different? I mean, it does seem like Mac's getting rid of the ball pretty quickly. Has that been a change? Obviously, Mac Jones is throwing underneath a lot against the Rams, but interested in asking Ted about that. What do you got for Ted?
Mine is just Kyle Shanahan's, Donnie. And right now, I mean, you know, you can sit here and think we're not employed by the San Francisco 49ers. But again, I know we had World War III a couple weeks back, but this is 5 games and a lot can happen. But you give me another coach. Outside of Campbell in Detroit last year, where it just followed that team, the injuries, that is, and still make the playoffs is kind of a, you know, a Super Bowl in itself. But what Kyle is doing and what he's responsible for, Stani, is just this is impressive. And then the fact that you go back and reunite with Kendrick Bourne and have him put up 10 catches for 142 yards in front of everybody. And I'm giving Kendrick love for that, Stani, because he did that. But, right, he was put in that position to be schemed open or whatnot and make the best of it. So, I mean, right now, how can any football fan, Niner fan or not, be impressed with the job Kyle's doing 4-1 with what they've had to endure?
How many 4-1 teams do you think there are right now?
I should know this. I'm going to say four.
Well, I'm looking guessing. It up too. So
with the Niners exactly together that. Would be. I'm gonna say five.
All right. You count. I'll list
okay.
them. Bills.
Ching.
Colts.
Boom.
Jaguars.
Boom. Then I got
Eagles.
Ah, no, I didn't. Okay.
And not Eagles, Niners, Lions.
Oh, so six.
And the team they play this weekend.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, so seven. John Elway.
So that's seven.
Wow.
All right.
And again.
Rank them.
All right, here we go.
Well, actually, let me write them down. Okay, you go ahead and rank them. I got to write them down. Bills, Lions. Go ahead.
And this is, I'm going Lions one, Stani.
Okay.
Okay, I believe they are who they are. And I saw them, their defense, so I'm going Lions. I told Bonte before he left here, Buffalo's bothering me, but I'm going to go Buffalo. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is if they were to play this weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go, damn it, Stani. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Okay.
They got. I'm going to go San Francisco.
Okay.
And then who do I got left?
You have the Colts. Bills, Lions, 49ers, Bucks, Eagles, Colts, Jags.
Oh, man.
One, two, three, four.
Put Philly next. I just think something's off there, and I know we can fight, but something's off there, Stani.
Okay.
And then that leaves me with who do I have left? Who is my last one?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaguars.
Put Jacksonville there.
Yeah. Okay, here's mine.
All right. I got my opinion.
Bills are one.
All right.
Number two is the Lions. They've been very okay. impressive.
All right.
Number three is the Eagles. Number four is the Bucks. Number five is the Jags. Six is the Colts. They've been impressive. And then seventh's the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
And here's why I'm putting them seventh, to be honest with you. Because I think they're 4-1. It's
incredible.
And Tampa Bay's a very similar 4-1, but I think the Bucs are just a little better than the Niners. But I just got to – like, I don't give the 49ers extra credit because they won with guys being out.
Yeah.
But I got to take into account the schedule. I'm looking at it as who's been really impressive through 5 weeks.
And that's why I'm going to Detroit.
Yeah, the Niners got wins, don't get me wrong. I just feel like they're, they've squeaked by some teams. And
so is everybody on this list. And Stani, I don't know. I think you can give me love. because I hated on Hurts and Sirianni. I double backed. They won that Super Bowl. I shut my mouth. I was just like, I got it wrong. But he's lost some coordinators, Sirianni. And I'm watching the game this past Sunday, the Eagles, that is, to where a guy that was offensive MVP, that was MVP last year, gets the ball, 11 rushes on the ground. That can never happen. Barkley, so that's on Sirianni. So I feel like they got an issue there. Hey, you got time to work it out. But how the hell do you go 60 minutes and not know we got to run the ball, especially when we got a 2-touchdown lead? That's neither here nor there. But something's up with Buffalo to me, Stoney. And if you watch their games, I mean, they've been close. But the Niners are so impressive because I feel like out of all those teams, they're the ones to where we could really sit back and say they haven't been whole, and yet they're 4-1. So what would you give me for that? If I'm in line and I'm like, hey, we don't have Kittle. We don't have our starting quarterback, regardless of what you think the job Mac Jones is doing. We lost Bosa. That means something to me because you are going to get George Kittle back, Stoney, and Brock's coming back at some point. So I feel like, damn, y'all 4-1, okay, and you're learning how to win. So that's why I had them a little higher than you did.
I got the Bills 1 because,
You watched that Sunday night, and they had 4 turnovers, but.
I mean, they're outscoring teams in a big way. They're one of the highest scoring teams in the league. Their average win is a 10-point win. I think they're really good. And I was telling Evan this yesterday. I know we like to talk about, you know, every game's important in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it is. But 17 games, nobody's running the table.
All right.
In fact, I would bet right now that
shout out Mercury Morris.
That no team will that every team's gonna lose at least, I'm almost ready to say 4 games. But I think certainly 3 games.
Okay.
I just think 14-3 is going to be the best record that any team has because it's impossible to get up for 17 weeks.
And stay healthy. All that stuff. Stoney, I want to run somebody, and you and Evan and the listeners, and I mean what I'm about to say. So I don't even know if words can describe how I felt watching Baker Mayfield, who I was so high on coming out of Oklahoma, out of college, Stoney. Watching him basically become a laughing stock at the multiple places that he's been to. I even forgot he was in Carolina. And I'm watching that game against Sam Darnold, who's turned around his image. And then we're watching, it's a short sample size of Mac Jones in a Niner uniform. And one, it got me to the obvious, coaching does matter. But Stoney, do you think teams are giving up on these quarterbacks too soon? Because how can you explain a guy like Baker Mayfield, now Sam Darnold, Geno Smith up until what's going on this season? I think he's getting too much of the blame, but he hadn't been playing well for the Raiders. And what Mac Jones is doing, man. And I say all that to say, if you're not in the right situation and you got some boneheads coaching you, then it might take a while for you to show who you truly are. Because how can you explain what Baker's doing and Sam Darnold? And now, through 3 games, Mac Jones.
Yeah. I mean, how about what Nick Saban said?
I'm so happy for Mac, but I think Mac was one of those guys that was in bad situations in New England relative to coaching and all that type of stuff. And who was the offensive coordinator and how did he get developed when he came in the league? And he hasn't been in great circumstances. I think right now he is in a really good circumstance with Shanahan, their offense, the players he's got around him, because he is a guy that will execute. He's really, really smart, so he's going to do exactly what you tell him to do. And he wants to know exactly what you want him to do. And I'm not sure he always got told exactly what it was expected of him before going to the 49ers.
Mm. So that's your point,
man.
I think.
Man.
They, you know, it's interesting because I thought Belichick was his guy. Kind of threw him under the bus, didn't he?
Yeah, and how bad is he looking, or do you think it even tarnishes his legacy, Stoney? I'm sorry. I'm feeling bad for a dude, North Carolina,
what?
And he's on the sideline with the same cutoff sleeves, and they look like, shout out to my alma mater, Chabot College.
You said he's winning at life. Because he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, but now
so what does it matter?
Well, now I'm separating back to ball.
He's a buffoon.
Dude, what
the
is...
The guy's a buffoon.
Why would you take that gig to look this bad? It is one thing to lose. They're getting manhandled.
You know, it's funny because like...
Damn, Beal! Used to be the man back in high school, homie!
It's funny because, you know, I remember we were talking last week about, you know, can a guy play his way out of the Hall of Fame? I don't mean that for Belichick, but I mean...
That was my what's bugging you a couple weeks ago.
Bill Belichick is, he's a laughingstock. He's just turned into a laughingstock. Sorry. He just has. Got his girlfriend on the sidelines before games. It's just a bad look.
I can't defend that. Damn.
I can't defend any of it.
Well, he's happy at home. You know what I mean? Why is she there?
Because he's in love with her, I guess.
Bill! Like, that is a bad look. But this, I think I'm on to something with this Debo and run game. What we got Ted coming on?
No, and Kane on the YouTube chat, you know, Belichick's a buffoon. He seems to be doing pretty well to me. No, he's rich. Oh, he's rich, and he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, but I'll be honest, I think it's gross.
Damn, Stein, I don't think I've ever heard you use that word.
Gross. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Stein and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls are going to be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan will be in the house from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on the 957thegame.com website, and you can sign up now. So go to the Eventbrite page on 957thegame.com, and you can sign up for the free shuttle for October 19th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.